We are celebrating our volunteers here at RNIB and giving you a bit of an idea of how the charity does what it does on a day-to-day basis. We couldn't do without our volunteers, and we've got a whole range of backgrounds, age groups. Today we are off to Belfast. We've got Kay and Tony waiting to chat to us there. Kay, I'll start with yourself first of all. So what do you do?
I volunteer 2 days a week. And I work with two teams. I work with a volunteering team, and I also work with the ECLO team.
So ECLO is the eye clinic liaison officers, is that right?
They deal with people at the point that they are newly diagnosed with visual impairment. So about 6 weeks later, I do a phone call to see how the interview went with the ECLO. And it's just really to make sure that the standards are up and that we're hitting the right buttons with things that people need. So I have to say feedback has been really, really positive on it.
What do you get from it yourself? Why do you volunteer?
I worked in the public sector for many, many years, and I had quite a responsible job. Obviously, whenever my vision started to go macular degeneration, the confidence goes as well. So I was invited along to a confidence building course at RNIB, and I have to say it helped enormously. And from then, they put me into a role, and I've been volunteering since then, so it's like 13, 15 years. But it helps me, and hopefully I'm helping other people.
It's an important point you make, Kay, about sight loss. You know, some people may think, well, I'm blind or I'm partially sighted, I can't get involved in volunteering, but that's absolutely not the case.
No, absolutely not. The confidence goes whenever the vision goes a bit, and it's great to get that back again. And the support that I got through the confidence building course was brilliant. And you actually gain confidence by volunteering because you're dealing so much with other people with similar problems. It's great.
And we also have Tony with us, and you do a lot of different kind of voluntary work as well. How did you come into that sector?
I sort of started about 30 years ago. I got involved in various charities because I got a charity governance background. An opportunity came up to join the Connect committee in Belfast. So I thought, you know what, maybe I make a difference here and have a go for it.
You've got quite a background in running as well, and that's been a big part of what you get involved in.
Yeah, I do a little bit of running here and there. I know Laura's going to be laughing quietly in the background now. She knows what I actually get up to. And I try to encourage more visually impaired people to get involved because there are a lot of health benefits, both physical, mental, emotional, and it's very socially inclusive. So I'm constantly trying to involve people and currently run VI Runners and Guide Runners in Northern Ireland, a voluntary group organising trained guide runners for people with visual impairment of all abilities and people who've never run and think they can't run, but actually we take them to park run, places like that, where you can walk, doesn't matter. When we try and encourage more visually impaired people to get up, get out and get fit.
Have you tried to get Kay and Laura into the running?
I'm working on it. Laura's also laughing because now I can hear her because she knows I'm working hard on Laura.
Again, a similar question to Kay. What do you get from volunteering?
I like to give something back, or as I say, pay it forward. You know, we've all got something to give, whether it's something big or something small. As Kay said, we get a lot back. Mm-hmm. It's not about give, give, give and no appreciation. We are appreciated. Yeah. And listening to Kay and what she does, and having gone through the process of losing my sight and the depression that followed it, to know that service is there and there's somebody there who's got an understanding, hugely important. So Kay's doing something that's making a big difference to a lot of people.
You don't have to give 8 hours a day, 5 days a week to volunteering, do you?
No. As I say, it really is just the 2 days a week that I do. I do one day for one of the teams and one day for the other team. So it works out well.
My wife made me sit down last night and write a list of the committees and charities I work with. There's 9 different volunteering roles I have. I've got time on my hands. I'm retired.
You're working with the prison service as well, with the guide running?
We have 3 prisons in Northern Ireland. We're hoping to work with all 3, encouraging prisoners who are just coming to the end of their release schedule to give something back in the community, again, paying it forward. And that's looking very promising. We've got a lot of interest from the prison service, and I'm looking forward to working with the ex-offenders who've done their time. Now they're looking to the future and being more positive.
RNIB has blind and partially sighted staff members. We've got volunteers there. But some people may think, well, how can I get support in terms of volunteering when I have sight loss? Was that support there from colleagues or technology, etc.?
Oh, technology, definitely. I work with Zoom Text and I have CCTV. So that's everything I need to do this job. It's really amazing. And yeah, I get loads of support. You know, if I need anything, people are all very, very good at helping me out.
What would you say to people who perhaps don't think volunteering's for them or they don't have the time for it? How would you encourage people?
It's what you want to give. There are many, many volunteering roles. If you inquire, somebody will have something somewhere that you can help with. And it may be something really small, it may be something really big. Mm-hmm. It's entirely up to the individual. It's nothing hard about it. It's quite enjoyable. Yeah. You get to meet a lot of nice people. I just met Kay.
And absolutely amazing. You know, the amount of time and effort and the satisfaction that people get from actually getting involved and doing things. It's amazing. It's really, really good.
Do you feel valued at what you do? Do you think the people who you help value your work and indeed their customers as well?
Yeah, that's one of the questions that comes up in the exit interviews that I do. This is for ex-volunteers. And without exception, they all feel that they're valued.
You both have obviously had a fantastic experience of volunteering and absolutely making a difference out there. So for the moment, to Kay and to Tony, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
And if you'd like more information on volunteering within R&IB, or you just want to have a chat about it, what's in your area, or perhaps what you can get from it as well, contact the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can email helpline at rnib.org.uk or log on to rnib.org.uk/volunteering.